Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dell, it's been quite a difference 10 years makes, especially when we consider how far we've come in embracing the craziness with the Bills and the fan base here in Western New York. How do you consider the growth of Bills Mafia and what it has become over the last decade plus of this fan base becoming what many know it as now?
The term Mafia, I think, is just a name that kind of grabs your attention. Like, what the heck? What is that? When you first heard it. You know, as E.J. Manuel 10 years ago once said, it just rolls off the tongue nicely. But everybody loves a winner. And as the team has just continued to succeed, you know, season after season now, especially in the latter part of that decade that you're referencing, I think this brings attention to everything. So, you know, people see, you know, what Bills fans are known for, good and bad or whatever. I think that just it becomes more notable because the team is seeing such great on-field success.
How much really does the product of the team on the field, how much does that really help matters overall?
I think it's everything. I think it's everything. For so long, although the team has always been beloved, all the players have been beloved here in Western New York, all through the drought and everything, the on-field success, you can't put a number on that in terms of the amount of attention it brings. Because while we're always paying attention to the Bills week after week, game after game, not until they start making noise in the league, you know, in the standings, does the national media like really start to pay attention. Because, I mean, for years, it just felt like the only time you saw them on NFL Network or ESPN Network highlights is when they were on the other side of some team doing something great. So now, with the, you know, Josh Allen and just everybody, you know, on this team, It demands attention.
Table jumping, rowdy fans. I mean, they all used to be kind of just dismissed as just a few people probably 10 years ago. But now you have the CBS crew jumping through tables on national television this past Sunday against the Chiefs. And Bills fans, they're often highly talked about for their rowdiness, and it's almost become a staple of the experience. Why do you think it's been embraced so much just across the board? I know winning helps, but what else is it that leads to maybe all these other fan bases or other people around the league embracing the Buffalo, the Bills Mafia culture?
In terms of the table jumping, man, I do not have an answer for you on that. I'm sorry. I have no idea. To each their own, you know, whatever, however people want to get up before a game, that's fine. I've never really ascribed to it. But and honestly, for as many years as I've been going to the games, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do it. But it's definitely a reputation that has been exaggerated, however you want to word it, through social media. But we've always been known for our tailgate culture, even back in the early 90s, before, you know, all these social media viral videos and everything. We've always been known as one of the great tailgate cities when it comes to pre-gaming. You know, so I think it's just overall the culture in general, the celebrations we have before the game has even begun. I'm glad people are seeing it and seeing the passion that we have as a fan base.
And how much does the team, even trademarking the term Bills Mafia and using the phrasing with merchandise and other matters, help enhance the culture and environment that much more?
Well, for the team to be, you know, embracing the term Bills Mafia like they have the past 4 years, that only endorses, you know, the name, the moniker, and like I mentioned a moment ago, just, you know, how it's such a unique name. I mean, obviously, I coined it as a joke like so many years ago now, but it just really stuck. So I'm embracing it. It's just great. It is unique. You know, you have Raider Nation, you have all these other nations, but there's only one Mafia. And for the team to see that and acknowledge it and embrace it, it's just really cool, you know, being at the stadium and hearing, you know, over the loudspeakers, you know, like, Bills Mafia, get on your feet or whatever. It's just, it's crazy, but it's fun. And I'm glad we have it.
And in your opinion, what's more to come from here? Anything more that you think that can really enhance the environment even more, the culture of Bills fans? I mean, what more do you think is to come from here?
A parade in February. I think that's what we need next.
Very good. Dell, anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
I love you, Josh Allen. Go Bills.